and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom. Last week, I was sharing with you in the book of 2 Thessalonians 2, and we're going to pick back up there again this week to continue this urgent red alert message. This is extremely important, and this is something you've never heard before. I've never heard it taught by anyone, but it's so important. It's going to be a huge event in our lifetime that you have never been told or warned about before. And I must get this message out today, this week. It's going to take me several weeks to finish the message to get all the scriptures out there to you, because I only have 13 minutes each week to deliver the message that God has given me. So I'm going to have to break it down in different segments each week, and I ask you to please jot down these scriptures as I go through them. And we're in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. I don't expect you to believe me. But I do ask that you write down the scriptures and go into fasting and into prayer to ask God himself, is this true? Is this man a false prophet, or is he truly bringing you, me, the truth? I want you to ask him that. And look in the Bible and believe the Bible. Amen. We've got enough and too many preachers and pastors and ministers who are preaching their own word. Their own word, what they want to preach. And it don't match up with what the Bible says. So today I'm bringing you what the Bible says. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren, by or about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by or about our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit or by word, nor by letter, as from us, that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except that there come a falling away first, and that man of sin, the Antichrist, be revealed, the son of perdition. The son of perdition, the Antichrist, is going to be revealed first, before Christ comes. That is what the Bible says. That's not Pastor Tim. That's not me. That's not my opinion, my doctrine, my belief. That's what the Bible says. The Antichrist will come before Jesus comes. Read it again, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Now let's continue in verse 4. It says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Now, let's see, who else is called God? Allah is called God. So who this man is going to be an Antichrist man who exalts himself even higher than Jesus and even higher than Allah. And it says, above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, that word showing there, in King James Version, the word showing, or in the New American Standard, it says displaying. If you look it up from the Strong's Concordance, it is Greek word number 584. Greek word number 584, the word showing in verse 4. And it means to show forth, to expose to view, to exhibit, to show, to demonstrate. This is an actual sin of the Antichrist. You're actually going to be able to see the Antichrist. Now, I know your pastors, your ministers, they've taught you, you're never going to see the Antichrist. You'll be raptured out before that ever happens. But if we choose to believe the Bible over and above any and every man, above any and every denomination, above any and every church, if we choose to believe the Bible first, this scripture says, as plain as can be. You can write it a million times. It can't get no more plain and no more simple as this. It says it straight out, that about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering to him, that day shall not come until this Antichrist, this man of sin, this son of perdition, be revealed first. That word revealed in Greek means to be seen. And then this word showing in verse 4 also means to be seen. So it's a confirmation of the other verse. It's a confirmation that we're understanding it correctly, that we're actually going to be able to see him. Now, this ain't seeing him in the grocery store. It ain't seeing him just on the news or just on TV or just in a magazine or in the newspaper. This is seeing him in the temple of God, showing himself as God to the world. Now, this is what is mind-blowing and what is so urgent. We have always assumed, because we've been taught to assume, to interject something that it doesn't say. We've been taught that he's going to stand on the Temple Mount, or that he's going to stand in a rebuilt temple on the Temple Mount, a Jewish temple with animal sacrifices. We've all been taught that. But where is that word in the Bible right here, in this verse where it talks about him sitting in the temple of God? Where is there anything about animal sacrifices in this verse? Where is there anything about a temple on the Temple Mount in this verse? Where is there anything about a temple being built? Now, before you turn the dial and before you call me a false prophet, I want you to ask yourself, if and when the Jews were to ever to build a temple, and I know they want to build a temple, and they got all the plans and drawings and all that, but if and when the Jews ever were to build a temple on the Temple Mount, Would the Muslims even allow it? Would Jordan allow it? Jordan controls the Temple Mount. And I'm telling you, there's no way possible that Jordan or the Muslims and the Arabs would ever allow a temple of the Jews to start being built. As soon as they bring in the building supplies and the equipment, I guarantee you there'd be millions, millions of Muslims blocking the way, blocking the construction. You know, Jordan and Israel had just recently agreed that they would put cameras on the Temple Mount, that they would install surveillance cameras on the Temple Mount, and the Muslims blocked the installation of the cameras. Now, if the Muslims were going to gather together and block the installation of a camera on the Temple Mount, then you know they're going to block the construction of any temple. All right? So then you make an excuse. Well, but with God, everything is possible, and I believe there's going to be a peace treaty, and I believe that they'll work out a peace treaty to where they're going to build this. So you come up with that excuse because you've been taught that by men. So let's assume that happens. Let's assume they build that temple on the Temple Mount against all odds and by a miracle. Would God claim it as his? Because this temple that the Antichrist is going to sit in here in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4 is called the temple of God. It's not called the temple of the Antichrist. It's not called the temple of the son of perdition or the temple of the Jews or the temple of this and that. It's called the temple of God. Now, if the Jews were to build a temple on the Temple Mount and have animal sacrifices like they want to do, that would be contrary to the blood of Jesus Christ, because the sacrifices were replaced by the blood of Jesus, and the sacrifices were done away with, and they are completely opposite and contrary to the blood of Jesus Christ. And so God would not accept those sacrifices. They would be an abomination unto him, and God would not accept such a building or such a temple and would not claim it as his. Amen. He would not accept a reestablishment of a Levitical priesthood or of an Aaron priesthood or of animal sacrifices or any such thing. And the Bible would not call it the temple of God. Now, and say, assume that the Jews were to do such a thing and he stands there and manifests himself as God on the Temple Mount. Do you really believe that the whole world would worship the Antichrist? Simply a man, 6 foot tall, 6 foot, 2 inches tall, standing on the Temple Mount in a rebuilt Jewish temple claiming to be God. Who would worship him? Only a few Jews, maybe a lot of Jews. But what about the Muslims? What about the Buddhists? What about the Hindus? What about the Christians? Who would worship him outside of the Jews? No one. But if he does what the Bible says and actually exalts himself in the temple of God, which is in heaven, Revelation 11, 19, Revelation 11, 19 says the temple of God in heaven was opened. We got to understand we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. These are fallen angels. Revelation 12 says that Satan and his angels fall and Michael and his angels fall. There's going to be a war in heaven where the Antichrist, who is actually a fallen angel, will momentarily sit in the seat of God, in the temple of God in heaven, and he's going to show forth himself to the world, and that sky is going to split open, and you're going to raise your hands and praise him like it's the rapture, and you're going to be raising your hands to the Antichrist as he sits in the temple of God in the sky in heaven, manifesting himself to the world, revealing himself to the world that he is God, and exalting himself above anything and everything called God, and the whole world will worship him. And I am warning you right now that the Bible calls him the man of sin, and you're going to see him in the sky. Do not worship him. Amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.